This is going to be a cuento entitled El Zapatero, Dios y el Diablo. It comes from folklore, Mexican folklore, that was still alive in northern New Mexico, around in Gallina. So it takes place then in El Valle de las Gallinas in northern New Mexico. As a movie, you could just zoom in, you could see the whole landscape and the Sangre de Cristo Mountains to the north, and you could see the people working in the fields, the trucks, and farming and livestock, goats and cows and horses and bulls. And then you can see the gallineras. There'll be some scenes of the whole thing of how massive the raising of gallinas is in Gallina. El Zapatero, Don Lupe Lerdo, he has had this shop for many, many years. He's a viudo. His wife died several years before, and so he experiences a lot of solitude. But he has sort of compensated, as you will see in the play. You can imagine the shoe shop there has been there since the time of the Spaniards. He probably third generation in the U.S., fourth, making zapatos. So we have Lupe is been up since 5 in the morning. He's working to finish all the jobs that he has. The people have brought in their shoes and chocolates and most of them being in real bad shape, because the whole idea is that zapateros thrive as long as people don't have to go out and buy new shoes. He's also been working on making a brand new pair of boots for one of the well-off rancheros. So anyway, he's talking to himself to begin. Well, I don't understand why God has forsaken the people of Gallina. They're honest, hardworking, and remain so poor. Why? And I, too, then, must do my duty and also remain poor. No matter. Better to serve than to end up in the infierno for being greedy, selfish, arrogant. God, I guess, must know. He carefully puts all the completed work on the counter, and then polishes the new boots, and then he goes to the front door to open it, because people, he knows, they're waiting out. He's opening up around 9 o'clock in the morning. So the people who have had their shoes repaired enter, and one by one they salute him. Buenos días, Don Lupe. Que Dios te bendiga en este día tan lindo. Oh, gracias, gracias. Pero Dios no me debe nada, hermanito. Yo nomás sigo contento siendo zapatero. Ya sabes, ¿verdad? Que cuando los zapateros se acaban, se va a acabar el mundo. Oh, sí, Don Lupe. Without you, our livelihood would end. Well, that's nice of you, señorito. Aquí están tus chanclas. Oh, how much do I owe you, Don Lupe? Give me anything you can. You know that shoemakers will never go hungry. We can always cook leather if we have to. So Samuel hands him a couple of coins and Zap thanks him. Doña Fidencia, how are you? Here you are. Here's your sandals. Good as new. Oh, gracias, Don Lupe. I have a nice chicken here for you, gordita, with its neck already rinsed and its entrails taken out. It's all ready for you to boil, make a delicious soup. Ah, gracias, doña Fidencia. Chickens, oh, it's better than money. I don't even have to go to the store to buy it. God bless you. Give my regards to Don Felix. Let's see. Tell him I'll see him probably any evening now at the Cantina del Rancho Grande. And he can have the first one on me. Well, he had better stay home, Fidencia says. He has no business in a cantina. He can hardly afford to buy a chicken feed for a flock of pollos. Ay, Doña Fidencia, don't be too mean to him. He can at least come and enjoy a cold one on me. And who knows, Vito will probably buy them the next one. Well, yes, but then he will have to buy the third one for his renewed thirst. Oh, I know that viejo of mine. Well, have it your way, Don Fidencia. Adios. Then enters Juan López. Hola, Don Lupe. Are my guarantes ready? Well, you bet, Juanito. They should outlast you for a whole year. Don Lupe, permit me to give you these calabazas that you can add to your chicken soup. Oh, thanks, Juanito. I'll be feasting like a king tonight. Que te vaya bien. Doña Lola enters. Buenos días, Don Lupe. I trust that my fancy high heels are ready for the next baile. Oh, sure enough, you will be the best dancer on the dance floor, for sure. So he hands her the high heels. Oh, how beautiful you left them, and I'm happy to be able to give cash and not be cheap like some of the other people I know. She turns around and looks, and then she hands him a hard coin, pure silver. Oh, how nice. Vito at the cantina will be happy to see this peso americano in his cash register tonight. Oh, have a nice day, hermanita. Next. Oh, caballero. I have pride in my heart knowing that these new boots that you have ordered are finished and ready for zapatazos estilo puro cowboy. Ah, Zach says, wow, these are beautiful. I couldn't have wished them to look any better. Thank you. And then so he reaches in the pocket, hands him a large bill, a large denomination. Oh, I don't have any change yet in my cash register, Don Zach. But if you want to pay you later. This entire bill is all yours. Oh, my goodness. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And Vito will also thank you tonight at Rancho Grande, where I hope my best and most thirsty friends will be ready. Next, enters Zaida. Don Lupe, good to see you in great spirit. My poor shoes have suffered so much, and I trust that you have restored them. Oh, yes, my dear lady, it was nothing. It was just a little sewing here and there and a bit of added leather, nothing more. Oh, how wonderful your work is, Don Lupe. God will pay you. I can only offer these freshly made tortillas de harina, and that certainly will make your soup taste super. Oh, what more can a man without a wife wish? End of first act.